Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means only one thing around here. A dear friend, Donny Meacham from OKMagazine.com is joining us. Donny, are you there?
Hello. It is Wednesday. I'm super excited to be here. We got some good gossip today. I am super excited to get into it and spill all the beans.
Good gossip. Hey, let's jump in, my friend. What time is it, everybody? It is tea time. So the Real Housewives of Dubai. We talked about this yesterday. That's going to be the new city. Already there is backlash with many, many people asking, quote, so now you're going to ignore the anti-gay laws in Dubai. Ooh. So the latest installment of the Real Housewife franchise is already causing trouble and no one's even flipped her table yet, Donny. So Andy announced the new version of the hit Bravo franchise. This makes it 11th. 11th. Can you believe that? We have 11 different franchises, 11 different cities. So the next one is going to be Dubai. And at first, it was met with a lot of excitement, including on this show, because it's so glamorous. Remember Sex and the City? They have all that money. And so we thought this would be a wonderful idea. Bravo is labelling it their first original international series in the reality franchise. So everybody went crazy. And now there's a wave of backlash. Rightfully so, I think, with people saying that the city is known for glamour and wealth, but it's also known for human rights violations, particularly against women and members of the LGBTQ community. Just to put this into perspective, in 2020, a report from the US State Department declared that women that lived there faced both legal and economic discrimination. It also ranks 120th on a list of 153 countries in gender inequality. And also too, the LGBT community were warned by a safety travel blog naming this the 9th most dangerous country in the world for members of the LGBTQ community. Donny, these statistics, these facts are terrifying.
Yeah, they are terrifying. And what is actually crazy to me is that the fact that it's a country that has very strict laws about women, and the show is Real Housewives, so it's a show about women. So, and we know anything from the shows that happen here. Most of these women aren't even married anymore here in the U.S. The U.S. first. They're all single and divorced and living their life, but that can't happen in Dubai. So I'm very interested in how they're going to weave drama if they're not even allowed to have drama. It's going to be very interesting to see how this works out.
Yeah, I spoke to some Bravo sources just a few minutes ago, and they said they know all this. This is not new, but all this is going to come up on the show, and that's what they think is going to make this series, this franchise, really irresistible, because they're going to address this inequality on the show. They want to show people, particularly the American audience, who are the majority of the people watching these shows, they want to show them what the world is really like out there. And maybe if they shine a spotlight on this inequality, they might be able to change it. I'm not completely convinced with that argument, but there's certainly an argument to be made there, which brings us to our poll question of the day. The Real Housewives of Dubai is getting a lot of backlash. People are even asking, so we're just going to ignore all the anti-gay laws in the country. My question of the day is, will you watch? Will you watch The Real Housewives of Dubai? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donny Love, what are you working on?
Ooh, we have a Sister Wives shocker here. So I'm a huge Sister Wives fan. I will throw it out there every episode of the TLC show. Oh, I'm glued. But it was revealed Christine Brown, she came out and says her and Cody have called it quits after 25 years of marriage. It was very interesting because the rumors have been circulating for a while that they were kind of heading towards Splitsville. So she up and left Arizona, where the family was living, and she moved back to Utah, which pretty much spells that the relationship's over.
Yeah, it's not a good sign.
But she was going about like nothing had ever happened. And so she actually came out and she says that they've just grown apart, which people do after 25 years. But what I found the most interesting is Cody, in his own statement, he basically said it was Christine who pulled the plug. She was the one who decided to leave. And I was very shocked by that because there's also rumors that Mary Brown is on the outs with him. And it's just, this guy went from four wives to now possibly only two.
It's 50% reduction is still, in my opinion, one too many. But I More do get it. But you know, I've met him, Donnie, and I'm... gosh, I'm shocked I'm going to admit this, but we're all friends. We're all naughties there. He was kind of sexy. Shh, don't tell
anybody. He is a little adorable.
There was something about him. And I went in there with an attitude. Like, I was like, this is awful. I don't like this at all. But they get a ton of ratings. Lots of people read about them. It's an interesting story. Do you know the wild thing, too? When I interviewed them, when I got back home, there's no visual. You just put your iPhone on the table and you record the conversation. It's not sneaky. That's what you do. You tell everyone you're recording and you ask questions. I didn't know who was answering because normally you just interview one person. So you know if it's J-Lo or Diddy. You know who you're interviewing. I had all these voices coming at me. And I had to send it to the publicist. And I said, can you identify? Because when you tell the story, you have to say, Claire said, Fred said, Peter said, Mary said. I didn't know who said what. I know it's quite just a technical little thing there. But back to him, I hate myself for admitting this. Donnie, he's got charisma. I met them at the hotel. He opened the front door, big smile on his face, charming. And the women I thought would be very submissive to him. In reality, they were not. And after about an hour of talking to them, I know this sounds nuts, I sort of figured it out. I was like, oh, I get it. I don't get who decides which night they sleep with him and whose bed he sleeps in. It's a wild, wild conversation. But yes, this is breaking news. One out. Donnie, you predict another one's going to go too. Down to just two wives. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? Moving along, so Britney Spears has really concerned fans again by sharing a really bloody murder mystery story on Halloween. So Britney has been particularly vocal about her conservatorship in recent months, and she's not holding back when it comes to speaking out about her family. So now she took to Instagram to share some photographs of herself in a Halloween costume. She's blooded and she's handcuffed. It looks like she's dead. In her caption, she called out her parents for not letting her drive a car. I don't know quite how the two are related, but we're in Britney world here, so let's go with it. She said the following, quote, she went to dinner with two girlfriends and had one drink, took a cab home, but was found on the floor by a neighbour. It remains a mystery. Who would do such a thing, asked Britney. She had a wonderful family, and of course, they were nowhere nearby. Then she directed her message towards her parents saying, quote, it's been 13 years for me, so I'm a little bit rusty. Ma and Dad, can I drive a car now? Just kidding, but seriously, can I now play? What do you think about all this? Are we reading too much into it? Is she just having fun?
No. This is, can't find any other way to say it. This is disturbing rambling.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, it's a lot of nonsense on social media, and it makes me feel really sad for her. It's like she's playing her own game of Clue in her head. Brit. It's very, very sad.
I know. I think we care about her too much. Is that possible? After all she's been through, we're all rooting for Britney Spears, and I think we know she's had mental health struggles. She's been very honest about them. When we see things like this, it does make us a little bit nervous, although I got to admit, I saw some people that should have made me very nervous on Sunday night, walking around in costumes that were crazy too. So maybe we're judging Britney by a different standard here. Hey, Brittany, we are sending you our best. What else are you working on, Donnie?
Well, Jessica Simpson, you know her,
I do. Hello, Jess. Hello.
Yes, I'm very, very happy to say she shared a photo where she actually looked unrecognizable from 4 years ago, and she revealed that she is sober. And she's been sober for 4 years. And I found it to be amazing because I looked at the photo of her and she did look completely different.
Yeah.
It was like a transformation.
Describe it, Donnie. She's bloated.
Her face. She looks happier now. Yeah. That's what it is. It's sad when you look at these older photos of people who you don't even realize had a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I never even knew she was, you know, I guess she was an alcoholic mm-hmm. or she was really drinking. Mm-hmm. And so she's much happier now, and you know, her husband and her kids. And I'm glad that she was able to find the strength to move past that. It's hard to quit drinking. It is really, really hard.
It's really hard. She called it taking back her light. And what she said, which I thought was so touching and so real, she said that I want to feel the pain so I can carry it around like a badge of honor. So in the past, Jessica numbed her pain with alcohol, and that's how she coped. And now she said, I don't want to numb it anymore. I want to feel it. I want to feel my pain. And there's a stigma in the world around the word alcoholism or the label alcoholic. And she said the real work that needed to be done, at least in her life, was to actually accept failure, accept pain, accept brokenness, and accept self-sabotage. It's wild, isn't it, to think about it like that. When we turn to drink, when we turn to booze, when we turn to pills, we're numbing the pain. Something's going on. We're uncomfortable. We're unhappy. We are broken. And instead of numbing it, start to feel it. Start to accept it. In your life, if you can accept the pain, you will get past it. If you numb it, it will always be there. Jessica Simpson, you are an inspiration. This story made me smile. So Ryan Reynolds called his wife a genius, an absolute genius. He was accepting an award and he said, I want to thank my wife, Blake Lively. He said, she's a genius. She's a Renaissance woman. And she pushes me in ways I never imagined I would be pushed. He said he used to fixate on the little stuff. He had anxiety and he would lie in bed at night awake, unwrapping every different possible scenario. She has changed that. Isn't it lovely? And it is possible to meet that one person. It could be a partner. It could be a boyfriend, a girlfriend. It could be a friend that changes your life, changes the way you think, changes the way you feel.
Yeah, these two really are. They're one of Hollywood's most amazing couples, but they're the true definition of a partnership, which is supposed to be that each other, you build each other up and you make each other better. And that really seems to do what Blake and Ryan do for each other. And they also, they're so funny in the way, if you just follow them on social media, they're always poking jokes at each other. Like Ryan, I know on Blake's birthday, he posted a photo of like a happy birthday, but he cropped her out of the photo mostly. And so it was like, happy. It was just like, it's funny. And that shows real love.
I have found in my life, particularly with my friends, the friends, including you, Donnie, that we make fun of each other and we can laugh at each other in a kind, kind way. We are laughing together, not at each other. It makes life even better. Having friends that support you is terrific and it's essential. Having friends you can have fun with and smile with and laugh with is even better. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, my friends, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Donnie Meacham, who has surprisingly long hair today, Donnie. I'm looking at you on the Zoom. It's lovely. At first, I thought it was your Halloween wig. No, it's you.
My wig.
Your wig. Oh, it's lovely. I've never seen it so long, Donnie. Did you forget your barber, or is this something you're growing it out? What's going on?
I have, I'm not going to lie, I've been a little lazy and haven't gone to the barbershop. I was actually going to go later today, but I was supposed to go last week, but then the barber was full. Oh, it's just been a disaster.
It's nasty. How often did you go in New York? In New York, your hair was on point. Was it every couple of weeks? It was
every 2 weeks on regimen. Every Thursday. Every 2 weeks. Right there. Yeah. Sign me up.
23rd Street. You'd go there. Yeah. You would look fabulous. I remember you had your regular barber. Now, you've been in LA now over a year. Because of the pandemic, obviously, things are a little bit different. But have you found your local stores, your local barber, your local Bottinos? Have you found all those stuff?
I have found it, but I will, first of all, I'm a little outraged. So between me, you, and everyone listening, my barber, last week, we get a little email. Oh. He's raised his prices. $15.
What? That's a raise.
Like, I was like, A little raise is like, oh, I'm going to raise it $5 more.
$15.
I was like,
outrageous.
I don't have that much hair.
Get it done when you get back to New York or go to 23rd Street. Where were we? Oh, we're doing the poll. Let's get to the poll. Thank you, Donny. So Jennifer Garner has joined her ex, Ben Affleck, and Jennifer Lopez and the kids in Malibu. They all went trick or treating together. Our question was, could you hang out with your ex's new girlfriend or boyfriend? You know what I mean. Let's have a look. 50-50 split totally down the middle. Could I hang out with Bruce's new boyfriend if we broke up? Well, I want to say yes, but I'm not sure I'm telling the truth. Now, I know yours is a no because you hold a grudge, Donna. If someone upsets you, Donna.
Oh, absolutely not. And especially if they, heaven forbid, they were more attractive than I was. I would have got dead in the same presence. Never. No. Not for me. Not happening.
You know J-Lo went all out too. She had the glow on. She had the special olive oil moisturized. She had the hair in the ponytail. You know poor Jennifer Garner. You know Jennifer Garner just put a coat on. You know, she's like,
she doesn't care.
Put me coat on, maybe a little bit of lipstick. Jen Lopez, I bet she had a wind machine. You know, she came out in one of those spangly leotards, all of her bottom hanging. Oh, it's fat. Can you imagine if she turned up in the green Versace dress? You're like, I'm wearing J. Crew, girl. Oh, they make me laugh. They're so different. But one thing they do share in common is they're both great moms. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Where Kristen Stewart, she revealed she's engaged to screenwriter Dylan Meyer. She broke the big news on the Howard Stern show.
That's a bit shocking.
Yeah, where else would you do it? She goes, we're marrying. We're totally going to do it. Sounds like she's really just kind of jumping the gun there, is what that kind of sounds like. She's like, I wanted to be proposed to, so I think I very distinctly carved out what I wanted, and she nailed it, which I think is brilliant. Goes for anybody out there, women, men, anybody, if you want to be proposed to, all you got to do is just incessantly talk about being proposed to. That's how they're going to get the head.
Donnie,
that's the only way.
Donnie. Are you more likely, Donnie, to be proposed to or the one getting down on one knee? What do you think?
Well, I would prefer to be proposed to, but I know all these men out there, they are indecisive, so I would have to do it if I actually wanted it to happen.
A little bit of a bossy boots, if the truth be told. You're a little bit of a control freak, so I can imagine you arranging the whole thing. Bruce proposed,
I'd want to pick out the ring
to me. I know. Aww. And I'm a bossy boots too. I know. Yeah. So lonely. And nicest of the day. And now I'm naughtiest of the day. Naughty.
Shame.
This is shameful. You wait till you hear this. So a Texas bar has banned Mariah Carey's Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah has responded. She's fabulous. So a Texas bar put up a sign by their jukebox. I love they still have a jukebox. And it explained the rules for playing the holiday classic All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. The sign read the following quote. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You will be skipped if played before December 1st. After December 1st, the song is only allowed one time a night. Mariah saw this. She retweeted the post and she said the following quote, is this the war on Christmas I've been hearing about? I love her. I love her. That is my Christmas
song.
She's
so shady. I love her.
I love her. I love her. I love her. Just to give you a sense of what a huge hit it is, it has over 697 million views on YouTube. It's going to get to a billion, and it was the most streamed song on Spotify in 24 hours in both 2018 and 2019. Play Mariah's song. Play it 10 times a night. It's Christmas, 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 and now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a
you
Rob.
You get a Rob.
Think about the last time someone was kind to you. Didn't it feel great? Now think about the last time, close your eyes, think about it, that you did something kind for someone else. I bet it felt even better, didn't it? This only adds to the mystery why we're not kind more often. It feels good to receive kindness. It feels good to give kindness. So let's feel good all the time by being kind all the time. I'm going to teach you how to do this in my new book, The Four-Word Answer, which is available right now on Amazon.com. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rom and Donny Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really help. And remember, all together now, let me hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Ro.